Studios podcast. Joining me are Ryan
and Jesse,
and Nick. That's who they're joining.
Oh boy, we're off to a good start.
So today's episode, Freeware game review number 64, I believe. APB.
Reloaded.
Reloaded. Yes.
Yep.
APB was a game by Real Time Worlds.
They didn't.
All Points Bulletin.
Well.
It was called.
It might actually be called just APB, not All Points Bulletin.
Well,
is what it stands for. But if you were to look it up on the Wikipedia, it would say APB.
I think it would say All Points Bulletin. I'm not sure. Let's not get too pedantic here. I was just clarifying for people who might not know what we're talking about.
Welcome.
We're just starting.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's go.
All Points Bulletin was a game by Real Time Studios.
Real Time Worlds.
Studios.
Limited Coagulation.
Incorporated.
They had blood platelet problem.
Oh, no.
Yes, they did.
Because
a boring start.
They bled out their ears, and that was the end of it.
Like, they did it wrong.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons that they said they did it wrong. But we'll get to that in a minute, because we need to get to the rest of the story, in short, which is it has been picked up a little while ago by Gamers First.
A subsidiary of Reloaded Studios? Might not be Studios at the end, but definitely Reloaded.
Well, no, because Gamers First is, like, the web playing service.
Yes.
I don't think they are under Reloaded. Reloaded is the ones actually making it.
Okay.
So Gamers First was like, hey, Reloaded, come in and fix APB. And they made APB Reloaded, which is...
Now free-to-play.
A lot like APB. It's a free-to-play game, totally MMO, not sort of MMO, and it's kind of really fun despite being severely broken in a number of categories.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the original All Points Bulletin was something, or APB... was something that I was initially really excited for, but then ultimately didn't want to buy because, you know, after hearing that the shooting was really janky and the driving controls were super janky and the matchmaking sucked and it was really easy to just buy power and become unkillable. But at the same time, it had, like, all these really cool customization options with, like, playing dress-up and designing symbols and, like, spraying graffiti and putting shit on your car. And I was like, I want to do that. It's a shame that everything around it sucks.
Yeah, like...
I do not want to put my money towards that.
Yup.
Like, they basically just built, like, kind of like a Photoshop into the game. Or it's actually... Now that I've actually used it, and it was cool, because one day I logged in... Sat down, just did a bunch of designing, and then logged out. Like, I just spent the whole time of that playthrough doing that.
Yeah, they've actually got, like, a section on their forum just for people to talk about designing and, like, sharing and selling shit. But, we can talk about that later. I'm just trying to set up some background right now. So, like, the game had those problems with it. And then, eventually was taken down, the servers went away, and it was just like, alright guys, we goofed.
I'm pretty sure Real Time's world is just gone now.
And for, like, it just seemed like that was the end of it. Like... There was this thing that had so much promise, and then failed, and then it was gone, and I was sad.
Like Tabula Rasa. That
is Tabula Rasa gone?
Tabula Rasa went away a long time ago.
Oh, like, I didn't even know.
What's Tabula Rasa?
Tabula Rasa
was
like,
a future MMO shooter thing.
First-person Diablo. It was actually kind of neat, because it was kind of like Borderlands, except more an MMO.
Okay.
Like, apparently it has stuff to do with, like, there would be towns, and sometimes rifts would just open. And then you would go and, like, fuck up some guys in the rifts and then close the rifts and you would shoot a shotgun at somebody and a whole bunch of cloud of numbers would come off of them.
So it was, like, shitty rifts with guns?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Wait, not rifts, that's the...
No, Rift is a new game.
Yeah, no, but Rifts is that old RPG pen and paper.
Ah.
It's ridiculous. I actually have a bunch of Rift source books. It's terrible. It wants to be everything. Anyway, this isn't the Rifts podcast. So yeah, APB, it went away.
Because there were many problems. Like.
Then, well, you know, the shooting was shitty, the driving controls were shitty, the matchmaking was shitty.
Basically everything was shitty.
The payment plan, like, the payment schedule was weird. Like, it had...
The payment schedule I thought was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it was interesting, but I don't know if I would have liked to be on it. Describe it for us.
If I'm recalling correctly, because we don't look anything up, it was it wasn't, you were buying play time, but it wasn't like a subscription. So it wasn't like you pay $10 every month to play it. Like, you could do that, but there was also just like, I want to buy, like, a week's worth of play time. And it wouldn't just be like a week in which you have to play. It would just be, you log in and you play, and when you accumulate a week, you have can't play anymore.
Yeah, you would like buy a set, you know, number of hours of play time, and then those would only, because the game is divided into the social district where you can do your dress up and your symbols and everything, and then the action district where you fight dudes, and so those would only, you know, not accrue, the reverse of accrue. You'd only use them when you were actioning.
Yeah. And I think even specifically only in missions.
Really?
Like, just, like you could drive around, you could talk to people, but then you couldn't join a mission unless you had action time.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, because sometimes I just feel like going in and driving around. Like,
yeah.
I like the parkour aspect of the game.
Vaulting over fences. Really love that fucking building in the waterfront section.
That's basically the only thing that I've ever done, is just run around and... I stole, like, the fastest car in the game and then immediately flipped it.
But, and sort of, like, I don't know, I don't remember how the shooting was bad. I do remember people...
I don't know, I just remember people complaining about it. I never played it myself, so...
Well, because I know, like, the biggest problem was the matchmaking. Because they had some... It was kind of like the way that they rank soccer matches against each other, where it's like...
Not well.
Well, because it's like, it's not just how well you do... Or how well your team does, but how well your team does over a period of time. Except a lot of the groups are kind of ad hoc, and it doesn't work for individuals. Plus, then it's matching you up. So a lot of times what it would do, would it would end up matching, like, 1-on-5 of equal ranked players. And it sucked.
Yeah.
The problem with the shooting, I don't think it was so much the shooting so much as it was the guns were improperly balanced. Like the stuff that you started with was not good enough to match you against people who had real guns. Which means that you...
Never got real guns.
Yeah, like, you just always died. It was impossible to start, unless the matchmaking fucked up, and you were 1 of 5 against the one dude of equal rank. And the matchmaking fucked up all the time. The driving, I don't think they changed the driving too much, except for tweaking the cars.
Yeah, I remember hearing about them changing a lot of, like, the individual handling on the cars.
Yeah, like, because, like, the actual, like, car physics... are really detailed, and are doing a lot of computing for it. Like, they're computing, like, suspension and car rolling and torque on each wheel, as well as, like, friction, and there's even some, like, gearing in there.
A little,
but it's, like it may be sort of superficial, but there's a lot of things I put into it. The problem is, in the original game, every car felt the same. Like, there was, like, every car, and the dump truck.
Yeah.
And that was... what the cars were.
And then the dump truck people complained about because you could just use it to smash people around when you were not in missions with them and grief the shit out of people.
Yeah.
But you can still do. It's pretty cool. Like, when I play a crim, I like to go around and just fuck up enforcers that I see going around with, like, their lights on. I'm just like, nope!
That's like... So that's all the things that were wrong with it. And APP Reloaded is working on fixing all of those things.
And then releasing it under a free-to-play package.
Right.
Hooray!
So far what they've fixed is they've done, like...
They've done a very big overhaul of the matchmaking and the tracking of, like, player threat.
And they're still overhauling it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like...
In fact, only after the open beta, it's currently an open beta, they added, just earlier, last week, they added the idea that you stay in training for a while and aren't actually given a threat level until you complete 10 missions, so that, you know, they can actually accurately gauge you when you get in, and you don't have to be in, like, you know, a wild period.
Well, because part of the problem is that it's still... There's, like... there is your threat level, which is kind of just, like... That's what you would call, like, your XP.
No.
Or not like your XP, but, like... Like, it goes up over time. I've never really seen it go down.
I've seen mine go down. Like, if I lose 2 or 3 matches in a row, I'll lose a rank or two.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen.
I'm silver. You're, like, bronze, right?
I'm silver now.
Oh, you are?
I'm, like, silver 3.
Okay.
But that's, like, a general ranking. But then there's also your prestige or threatness, which is, like...
Prestige or notoriety, which
notoriety.
Is... like, it's kind of analogous to, like, the star system in, like, GTA. Where as you do specific things related to your faction, like, as a criminal, you can just run people down on the street to increase your notoriety, and as an enforcer, like, you know, if you do that, your prestige will go down. And then as you get more stars, you get more mission rewards, but it's also more likely that you'll be matched up against more highly rated people.
Yeah. But then there's also the sort of, I think there's a, like a third ranking, which is just like how many, like, you know, contact upgrades you've gotten and how long you've played for.
The rating.
Yeah. So there's three different systems, which they're trying to find the right way to, like, average and do analysis on those to match you against equal players,
mm-hmm.
which they haven't gotten right yet.
I mean, it, I do like that they're tackling it from, like, three different areas. There's, like, you know, the rating, which is your progression into the game through the contacts, which will change what sort of equipment you have access to. And so that, you know, definitely changes your effectiveness. And then you have your notoriety or prestige, which is basically, like, your recent immediate performance. Like, have you been really good recently? All right, you could probably take on a bigger challenge. And then you have, you know, your long-term threat.
But then now also add on top of this the idea of, you know, like, everything, it's team-based, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go on a mission, you join into a group on mission, or sometimes they will dispatch you against another group doing their own mission. So, like, and it's all asymmetrical. So it's like the enforcers need to go raid a storehouse and the crims need to stop them. And then the crims need to steal a car and the enforcers need to stop that. And it's sort of always a sort of whoever started it, and then there is people, like, picked up to be the enemies in their game.
Yes.
Like we had the other night, we were on a not-that-populated server, and nobody was ever against us, because it was just, we were doing our own missions.
We kept getting matched up against, like, the same two, three guys that
kicked
our
Angus.
Ass. Chris Angus, that was it. And then, oh, I tried to upload that video, but for some reason, first of all, I didn't know there were OGG video files, but it got saved as one of those, and it was just full of corrupted video.
Oh.
Like, it was just green streaks and the audio.
Oh.
I
haven't checked any of the videos I recorded yet.
Yeah.
But so...
That's an aside.
When you add in this idea of, you know, it's not just your three rankings, but now put that in the group, so the group needs to be ranked, and then, like, it's almost too complicated for their own good, but they're getting better at it. Like, they still have the issue where sometimes you just get fucked.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
The first mission, I was like, alright, here we go, I'm gonna do a mission, I'm a criminal, hooray! And then it put me 3-on-1.
Really?
Against people who are way better than me. And just, I had to, like, break into a storehouse that they were guarding, and they just kind of, like, sat at the top of the staircase where I had to go. And just murdered me every time they saw me.
Yeah. But it was really three of them against one of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you still in, like, training?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I think when you're in training, it doesn't do as much, like, selection of bad guys. It's just like, okay, is somebody up? Let's see how he does against them.
Yeah.
So that you can more accurately, like, judge where you're at. Like, I'm reminded of in StarCraft, like the first 5 games in a given season, you're just matched up against basically the first person it can find. So, like, you know, after the first season, I was coming out of the Bronze League, going into the Silver League, and then, like, just got matched up against, like, whatever, gold, flat, bronze, whatever, for 5 matches. And then it was like, okay, you're silver.
Which just reminds me, now that I have my copy of Halo Reach, I was always curious about their sort of, like, arena leagues and that, so...
They have those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, one play type where if you play, was it, like, 5 matches in a week, you get a ranking.
Oh, okay.
And then you can't play again until next week, and then at the end of, like, 13 weeks, it says, well, here's what the league was for that, now we reset.
Oh, cool.
Or like, they'll bump you, like, up a league, and then something like that.
Yeah, and they had, like, 2-on-2 arena.
Yeah. That is awesome. Right. Design. So, matchmaking was wonky, and it's still
a little wonky, but it's being overhauled.
It's like, I think they just put up, they have a blog that they're constantly doing stuff, they're constantly doing patches and updates, which...
And it is still an open beta.
Yeah, so, but they're doing a lot to it, and as it stands, it is fun. Like, that's the weirdest part about this game. Like, it has some glaring flaws, but it is, in the end, it is very fun.
Like, one thing we haven't brought up is that the game has some very high system requirements. Like, it seems to be designed for 64-bit systems. Not that the game is, like, especially high-end in the graphics and everything, but it is just modeling and tracking and animating and moving a lot of shit at once.
Yeah, because it's... And that's one of the things that's really, like, what I really like about the game is just the way that the world is, because it's just... You're going, like, it's the way I feel like every MMO should be, and some are more like this, but, you know, a lot of them are kind of just like, well, go here, and then when you get there, there's going to be a dungeon. When you get in a dungeon, fight this boss. Here, shit is just happening in the city. So while you're just going around like, oh, I got to go to a post office and check my mail, you drive through somebody else's firefight.
Yeah, like the same area that you use to, you know, check your mail and talk to contacts. Like, you might be going to talk to your contact, and someone is trying to smuggle a bomb into that building.
Yeah. And like, you're driving around, and you see, like, just, like, a big roadblock on the road with flipped cars. You're like, man, something interesting just happened
Some
here.
Some shit just went down. Like, I was, shit, I forget when it was, but I was, like, just tooling around one night. Like, I was just running over, there's, like, that big bridge thing on, in the financial zone. Okay. The elevated highway. I was just, like, tooling around there because you get a good view from there and stuff. And, like, I was just looking down and, like, seeing shit going on. And then a rocket flies past my head and blows up some guy's car on the other side of the highway. And I'm just like, what's that whistling? Oh!
Yeah. Like, it makes the world feel very alive. Because, like, they're never just like, okay, now go into the dungeon and you will be alone there while this is happening.
It is instanced in that, you know, your weapons cannot, you can fire your weapons at anything you want, but you won't hurt people that aren't in a mission with you.
Right.
But, you know, you can still see their shit going on. You can still influence it by, you know, ramming people with vehicles, mostly.
So, there are some, like, big opportunities for griefing, but really it just kind of comes to who can you ram with your car.
Yeah, I don't really see it too much, like...
Yeah, no, I think because most people are too much interested in playing their own game, or if they're... Like, there's not much to do if you're just dicking around.
There is, if you're a criminal. Like, I know you've only played an enforcer so far, but as a criminal, you can just go around mugging people, or, like, ram raiding stores, or stealing cars and taking them to chop shops and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing is, as an enforcer, you can witness people while they're doing that, and then it just generates a mission.
Huh.
Based on that.
I haven't seen it happen yet, actually.
I've had it happen to me while I was a crim.
Really?
It was one of my favorite experiences, actually. Like, I was just going around, like, mugging people, because I was like, alright, this is new, let's see what this is like. And then, like, I wasn't... If you look on their FAQ, it says that witnessing is currently disabled.
Uh-huh.
But evidently, it is not. Because, like, I was going around mugging people, and then I see, like, two cars full of enforcers peel out of a gas station, and I'm just like, huh, where are they going? And then, like, the thing starts flashing up, and it's like, a group led by whoever has been dispatched against you. And I'm like, what?
And then you just got run over?
And then it's, like, five gold-level dudes against me, and I'm just like, I'm, like, running down the street with a briefcase, and I'm just like, I'm gonna cap it, I'm gonna do it. All right, fuck it, you got me, guys. You got me. I'm cooperating. Except you can't actually do that, so they just gunned me down.
Well, because there is, I'm not entirely sure how to get the handcuffs, but as an enforcer, you can go around arresting people.
Yes, you stun them with a less than lethal weapon, and then just go up and press F on them.
Oh, okay.
And then actually what I did not know, as a criminal, after someone's been arrested, there is a brief opportunity for you to go and uncuff them.
Yeah.
Before they, like, just go to respawn.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
There was actually a mission I played one time as a criminal. It was 3-on-2. Except the other guys were very coordinated and both had less than lethal weapons, so, like, they would just stun, like, one of us, and then wait for one of us to come out and, like, rescue them.
Try to help them.
And then stun them, and then just handcuff us both immediately, and then hunt down the last guy.
Oh, man.
It was really annoying.
I think that's, like, one of the next things I want to play with is less than lethal weapons.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Especially because you get, like, better rewards for it. And then eventually you unlock, like, less than lethal grenades and shit as you do it more.
Yeah.
Tear gas.
Let's talk about some of the weapons, because there's a bunch of weapons in this game.
Yeah.
I only have the assault rifle and the pistol, because it does not run very well on my computer.
It starts you with an assault rifle.
Yeah.
I like that.
And, like, a tiny-ass little snub-nosed revolver. That's great!
Yeah.
Like, at first I was like, what the fuck is this? But that gun is actually really good.
Yeah.
Tap some people with that.
Yeah, so, like, you get a primary weapon and a secondary. Secondaries are, like, pistols, machine pistols. Primary weapons are assault rifles, submachine guns, shotguns, light machine guns, rocket launchers, shit like that. I really like how it follows the same sort of, like, accuracy system that it reminds me of, like, Action Quake 2, where it's like, you know, you are most accurate when you are immobile and crouching, and least accurate if you are running. And then just kind of scales from there, more or less with different weapons. Like, the initial assault rifle they give you is generally pretty accurate, even if you're running. It just doesn't do a lot of damage. But then, like, eventually I upgraded to a light machine gun, because I was like, this is cool, I can mow people down, it does good damage versus vehicles, and, oh, I can't move at all.
Yeah.
I can't run with it, and if I'm walking with it, it's entirely inaccurate.
If you're doing anything, but let's go everywhere. The only thing light machine guns are perfect for is blowing up cars.
And, like, just sitting somewhere and, and defending that point. Like, somebody with a sniper rifle can usually take you down in that situation, but anything else, you're probably set.
Except for maybe, like, as far as I can tell, if somebody gets an AK-47, then they are ahead of the pack.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And there's also, like,
You mean the Entech?
Sure. Although there was one guy with a shotgun.
Shotguns are really good.
Yeah, the guy was wrecking us with a shotgun.
For my crim, the first weapon I picked up was a shotgun. And, like, if you get yourself into the right situation, you can just wreck people with it. Like, there was one time where I forget what we had. We actually had to defend something as the crims, I forget. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I saw the thing on the radar that was, like, you know, there's an enemy car. And, like, I saw them stop around a corner, so I'm like, okay, here they come. And I'm just, like, waiting at the corner. And, like, I pop out and see three of them running down the sidewalk, and I'm just like, okay, wait. And I just lean out around the corner when they're right there, and just, like, blam, 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 done.
Huh. Wow. I still kind of, for the most part, get the experience of just whoever sees the other person first is the winner.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Like, all the time. I don't know, I get in so many firefights where I see somebody, I shoot them with bullets, and then I die.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think part of it might be that, because, and it isn't just being different weapons, there are, like, the higher tier weapons that you, instead of buying them, you rent them, but they have, like, the modifications and equipments on them.
You can also go to the cash market and just, like, buy really powerful weapons. It's kind of super shitty that way.
But it's not just that they exist, but they never tell you when an opponent is using one, something like that.
You can check what your opponents have on the scoreboard.
You can?
Yes.
Really? Never.
If you go to the scoreboard and click on their name, it'll show you their primary weapon. Also, they will have blue muzzle flash when they have a modified weapon.
They will?
Yes.
Because I saw that, like, the guy with the shotgun who was wrecking me last night, it looked like he was firing lightning bolts, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's something to fear. But that's the thing, because, like, there's also this idea of the equipment modification customization in mechanical sense, because that also occurs. There's stuff that you can hold, there's stuff that can go on cars, and there's stuff that can go on weapons.
Yeah.
So I think weapon might be just, like, more damage, faster reload, stuff like that.
There's stuff like, there's like a sling that increases, that decreases, like, weapon change time. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them are kind of like give and take. Like, you can get extended magazines that increase reload time. Or you can get, like, a bandolier that holds more ammo, but it takes longer for you to resupply. Or, like, you can increase fire rate, but also dispersion. Shit like that.
There's ones for cars. Like, I think cars are, like can take more damage, or, like, have better cornering, but then other... I think there might be ones that, like, don't show up on radar, like, within a certain range.
Stealth cars?
Yeah. And then the ones for the people have ones. I saw one that's like, you know, take less fall damage.
Yeah, right now I've got take less fall damage and the resupply kit.
Yeah.
But there are ones like you start regenerating health faster, but it takes you longer to regenerate health.
Yeah.
Or like you take reduced damage, but also run slower.
Which, I wish I had some more of those so I could actually play around with that, but I think...
They're expensive.
They're expensive, and you don't get those till you get like a level 2 contact.
You've got Stu, right?
Yeah. Actually, I just finished Stu.
Good.
And I moved on to Gideon.
He's got a rifle that I really want at like level 10.
And I know I maxed out... No, I maxed out Ty.
Yeah.
So, it's... The way that the contact system works is that since there is no, like, persistent level, like, you never like, oh, I'm level 12. You never...
There's rating.
But the way that the unlocks work, at least, is that there are contacts. And when you're in a city, or in a district, you find one of the contacts. There's at least three when you start out in each district.
Yeah.
And you say, well, you have some cool stuff. Like, and, like, each one has different things that working for them will unlock. And so you just say...
Cars, vehicles, clothing, symbols.
Yeah. So you just say, all right, I'm going to work for you. And then all you do is you just go and do missions, and you level up with that contact. And then as you level up with them, they'll unlock new stuff for you to go and purchase, and then you can use it.
Which is pretty cool, because, like, I think that's a pretty good way of throttling, like, unlocks, basically.
Yeah.
Because... You can also, you can be unpledged, in which case you'll just get missions from random people that you have access to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll get a more variety of things, but you'll get it slower.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can choose, like, okay, well, this guy has a lot of guns, I want to get guns. Or, like, this person has, like, 3 or 4 vehicles in their thing. Or, like, you can go pledge with the fucking rich girl Crims and get clothes. Yeah, there's two associations, like,
The G-Kings and the Blood Roses.
Yeah, and then the Enforcers have, like, the Prentice Tigers, who I think might be a college.
Yeah, they're like a high school or a college, and they're just like, yo, we're Enforcers now!
And then there's the Praetorians, which are a bunch of, like, ex-military and cops and stuff.
Listen, yeah. Dude, it's the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, all right?
You can get a degree online! And then you can get a license to vigilante.
Yep.
But yeah, and then, like, for the criminals, it's, like, basically a punked-out skater gang and a bunch of prissy girls.
Yeah.
Like prissy girls?
It's weird. Except my crim is a girl, so I need to pledge with them to get pretty clothes.
Me too!
This is a game which is perfect if you love playing dress-up.
Yeah, there's a lot of dress-up in this game.
You dress up cars, and you dress up people. And
you dress up your graffiti, you dress up the little sound it makes after you murder people.
Yeah.
Still haven't done that.
It kind of just gives you a piano roll and, like, different instruments and patterns and stuff. So apparently it's kind of actually a really detailed editor for that,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know enough about music to make anything, so I didn't bother. I just looked at it and went, oh gosh!
OG!
All the image customizing stuff works basically like the Forza editor, where it's like, there's preset symbols,
yes.
And then you can...
assload of primitives.
Yeah, you can stretch and distort them, and then there's layers, and then when you're done, you can make something that looks like something else, and adjust all the color and opacity and stuff like that.
And I think you can buy more, like, symbol slots and shit, because the way it works is that you're limited to a number of symbols on any given item.
7 on a car... 3 on a piece of clothing. And
3 on a piece of clothing? Really?
And 25 in the designer. But...
You can make complex symbols in the designer, and then they only count for 1.
Yeah. Which... Good!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should, like, Itasha out my car. Once I get a decent car.
A huge fan of Forza and the editor. I fancy myself the Elite Coustig. Because every time there's a game with a car in it, the first thing I do is get in the car, and if I'm not aware of a game with a car, the first thing everybody does is go, hey, there's a car in this, you should drive it.
Yeah.
Because that was my first experience with APB.
Was Nick saying, went, drive this car?
Here, drive this car! And I'm like, what? Okay, I'm driving this car!
And, like...
And I did some sweet jumps and some sweet drifties.
I really like the variety and the way that cars handle in that game.
Yeah.
Like, Nick has, like, this 2-door hatchback thing that looks like the Geo, and he likes it. And I like going around and stealing land boats,
yeah.
Because you can see them, like, shift on the suspension and shit.
Yeah. No, I'm still waiting until I can afford an SUV, and I'm just going to paint CTU on the side and go around screaming at people. Just drive by, tell me where Mar wanted!
Yeah, because you want to make your enforcer Jack Bauer.
Yes.
Right now, my enforcer basically looks like myself.
As is mine.
Like,
kind of.
I haven't really bought into the aesthetic of the game yet, because I have basically not made myself a walking piece of graffiti with, like, a bandit mask and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I can do that with my crim.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, like, you don't have to do that. Like, it's really open, you can make pretty much whatever you want. It's just that, yes, that is the aesthetic of the game. Like, all the loading screens, which you will be looking at for a long time, are, like, super, like...
You've got a lot of shit to load. Yeah. I don't mind. That's why I keep comic books next to my desk.
Yeah, it's...
I'm reading Akira again.
See, and that's sort of the thing about it, like, there are some glaring flaws with the game, which you cannot help but see. And then if you look at the game as, like, you know, like a thought exercise, like, here's all of these elements that when you put them together, it should make an awesome game, because they're awesome elements. But yet, I don't think that's really, like, the funnest part of the game. Because, like all the...
The everything? You don't think the everything is the funnest part of the game? I don't understand your statement.
Well, okay, so, like, like, so far my best memory of this game is when we both got in the car... We went off the park, out of the parking lot, hit the handbrake at the top, spun the ass of the car over another car in the right lane, landed in the left lane, and took off.
I like the time we did basically that, only somehow wound up on our side, stuck at a fence, and then were unable to move.
Yeah.
And so we sat there for the remaining two minutes of the mission, while the guy we were matched up against, Chris Angus, told us that we should move to a different district.
Yep.
Like, we were waiting for him to come by.
Except he was sitting on the other point, I guess.
That's what I tried to record the other day. It was pretty great.
I took some screenshots at the very least.
Okay.
But that's the thing, like, it's none of the sort of, like, on-paper stuff that's fun. It's fun because of the reason why games like GTA are fun, because it's kind of just...
Yeah, it creates an environment where crazy shit can happen.
Yeah, but it's not... But it's kind of like... At the same time, it seems they put, you know, most of the effort into all of the on-paper stuff. So, even though driving around the city, flipping cars, and doing stuff is fun, like, that is not something that the game is necessarily based around.
Like, yeah, that wasn't, like, on the design document. Like, hey, how fun is it going to be to flip over a car? Okay, how about stealing a bunch of cars and just making a roadblock? Is that going to be great?
I mean, it was.
It's
and that's the thing, 'cause, like, as a game designer, that is, like, emergent gameplay, which can be really fun, but it's also... You can't plan for it, that's why it's emergent.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like, alright, build a system that's interesting, and people will have fun in it. Like, that's why I find any physics-based game is fun, on some base level, because physics is a very complex system.
You ever play,
they can just mess around with.
That armadillo rolling game?
I didn't.
Oh, I love that game.
Armadillo Run?
Yeah. That game was really good.
Yeah, I never played it, I wanted to. But, like, any Tilty Bike game.
Tilty Bikes are good, too.
I was playing this game the other day where you're like, a magnetic box loading robot.
Okay.
So it's like, in the bottom right of the screen, there's a truck, and you are a robot with a magnet on an arm, and you just go around picking up boxes and swinging them around, and it's all, like, physics-y. So, and it was really fun to just be like, okay, box is behind me, fling, landed perfectly in the slot. And so, or even, like, it was weird when they made that Tetris game that was physics-based.
I don't recall that one.
It was weird, like, there were no sidewalls, so as you played Tetris, you had to keep it stacked and even, otherwise it would fall over.
Oh.
But sometimes, like, only, like, a sliver of it would fall over, and you're like, okay, the rest is balanced,
so, like, bits would just, like, fall off the side?
Yeah. Fun. But, like, in APB, the stuff that is fun, that is an interesting system, there's not much to support it. Because, like, all of the parts where you, like, there's customizing and painting, and that's cool, but I could draw stuff on paper. The fact that it put it in makes it great.
Oh, but this lets you share it with people.
Yeah. But like, it's nothing, you know, something, it is almost a separate experience.
Yeah.
It's like, make something and then share it. Well, I do that all the time. At least this game is fun underneath it. The unlock system, the, you know, weapons with equipment slots and different vehicles and stuff like that, like, that sort of thing, like, seeing interaction between different vehicles. I always get excited when I'm about to be in a head-on collision, because I don't know who will be pushed out of the way, and it's always interesting to find that out. But then...
Even when, like... It leads you to make bad decisions quite a bit.
Yes. But, like, the time we were in the dump truck, and there was a car coming at us, I hit him, he didn't even go away, he just got caught on the front of the truck, and then I pushed him into a parked car. Both of those cars exploded, and we ended up on our side. That was amazing. But, like,
you know. Then there's the time that we had to deliver, like, I don't know, stolen drugs or something to the drop point. And, like, we had, like, that four-door thing. I think it's one of the taxis or whatever. And, like, you slammed it into a car and then backed up and tried to slam it through the car and backed up and tried to slam it through the car. And I was just like, Nick, come on. Chris Angus is going to beat us there. And then you tried to take it through the path that took us up two sets of stairs rather than follow the road. And then we lost that mission.
But that's, like, the fun stuff. I want to know where I can go. Like that exploring, yeah. That fitting cars. It's like when you play Halo Reach, and you get the Warthog over that concrete barrier, you wreck the next section because you're not supposed to have a Warthog there, and then you try to park it in the elevator.
Yeah, I used to do that.
I thought you disliked that section because you said it made you make moral decisions you weren't prepared for.
Like getting rid of a Warthog?
No.
Listen, I want you guys to know.
You once said that you didn't like Reach because it made you make decisions you weren't prepared for.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I probably did.
Redcon.
I was able to break Reach, and that was fun.
I have an issue with Halo, and it is I never want to let go of my Warthog, and I want to take it as far as the game will let me.
Yeah.
And I have actually shut off Halo, where I had a Warthog in an elevator where it shouldn't have been, and then it reached a checkpoint and it took it away from me.
Yeah.
And I was like, my best friend! And then I turned the game off. I was like, you won't let me have Warthog! I am sad now.
But, like, and, like, that stuff, like, to me, that is the funnest part of the game. It's just sort of, like, driving around, thinking about, finding new alleys, drifting, like, fun stuff like that.
Oh,
but then
God.
It's like, well, okay, so now to actually play the game, I'm going to start a mission, I'm going to go park the car on the point, and then get shot. And
yeah.
That's not fun to me.
Yeah.
Because, and then, like, everything around that kind of makes no difference, because all I did was park the car on a point and then get shot.
Maybe you should get better at video games.
One of the first things I ever did was I stole an ambulance, and because it only runs at, like, 12 frames a second on my computer, it was really, really, really hard to drive, so I just drifted my ambulance around a corner into a guy's car, and then he was just kind of standing there, and I was just kind of sitting there, and then it just, like, comes up on the chat, and it was like, really? And then, like, I just drove away, and he was like, oh, so you're just gonna drive away?
What, is he wanting to, like, trade insurance information?
My fucking insurance, like, information? I don't know. I was just like, yeah, really.
No, because it happened to me, too.
Welcome to Sampaio.
Because me and this other guy were coming around a turn, and we collided into each other. I flipped on my side, and he just parked there staring at me for, like, a minute. They backed up and drove away. But he sat there looking like, am I supposed to do something here? I've done something bad. Do I run for it?
I think it was like the second night we were playing together, like in between missions. You were going to check out contacts or whatever, so I was just kind of dicking around. And like this, I kind of plow into this guy because like I'm not paying attention because we're chatting. And like I just stop because I'm like, whatever. It's not like we're actually on a road. Like we're under that elevated highway, so it's like whatever. And then, like, for the next 2 or 3 minutes, he just, like, goes in circles, ramming into me, trying to flip me over, and I'm just like, Nick, you gotta fucking see this guy. And, like, there are points when he almost flips himself over, and I could have just, like, touched him and flipped his car, but I was just like, Nick, this is too fucking funny. This guy is so mad.
Or, like, the very first time we played together, the first encounter, I just hit your car, you flipped over, and I got stuck on top.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it better if I'd gotten out, stood on top of my car, and danced. Like,
yeah, that's what I like doing, too. I like finding cars that are parked and have music playing out of them and just dancing on them.
Yeah. The whole, like, music player thing.
Yeah, it's got, like, this music player that can run in the background. You can just import your library, except it doesn't like, you know, non-English Unicode. So it doesn't really work too well for me.
Oh, okay.
It either shows up as blank or, you know, those numbered Unicode boxes, which is not very useful.
Yeah.
And then you can either just have it playing in the background or playing out of your vehicle, which will also broadcast to other people.
Which is really cool.
Which is kind of cool, except, like, it has a library. It comes pre-packed with, like, a library of music. and then apparently it has some kind of Last.fm integration where, like...
The radio.
Well, no, like, you can apparently link it up to your Last.fm account, and then if other people are playing music that you have scrobbled, and so it assumes you own, it will play their music for you, too. Or it, usually it just defaults to stuff that's already in the game.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll go around and hear, like, oh, it's the one shitty metal song that's in this game. Dupe.
Which...
But if it was linked up to my Last.fm account, I would still only hear the one shitty metal song that's in the game.
but it's got that sort of location-based audio to it, which is cool for the car stereos. It works the same way for the voice chat.
Yes.
Like, I think there might be, like, separate, like, world voice chat and then group voice chat. So if you're near other people who aren't in your group, you can just hear what they say.
When you're in a group, and you do the voice chat, it'll broadcast to everyone in your group and also anyone else that is near enough to you, including the enemy team.
Yeah. Which is, I like that. Like, in UT2K4, that was actually in that game.
Yeah.
It was location-based. We never used it because we were always in the same room, but that is something I've always wanted to, like, just see in action.
Yeah.
But
I've never actually turned on my microphone in the game. Like, I have it, but,
Yeah. I don't know, like, I finally plugged a mic into my standard mic port so all those games just stop complaining and, like, Left 4 Dead and crap.
Yeah.
But I've never heard anybody else speak, so I never...
I've had a couple people.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. Because I know one of the things that they were saying, like, just as I started playing, they were like, okay, we're bringing it down for maintenance because we're adding, like, 12 more VoIP servers.
That's good.
So...
Yeah, I think when the open beta started, they did not have, like, the infrastructure up. Like, they could support all the players, but they couldn't support all the players talking to each other.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's a good...
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, like... Neo Tokyo is the only game that I like to voice chat with.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty useful there.
For some reason, there's, like, no game that I like to voice chat with.
Unless you're voice chatting with people who aren't playing the same game.
Or unless I'm voice chatting with people who I know.
Yeah. It's like, I'm playing Forza. I'm playing Black Duty.
Black Duty.
Black Duty.
Playing Call of Booty.
That's probably already been made. Yeah. That was, like, okay, so APV, like...
It's pretty fun, despite all of its flaws. Like, you should check it out. It's currently in open beta. It will continue to be mostly free, and your character will carry over from the open beta into the full release.
Yeah. Like, it's fun. It will be funner if you are able to do all the shooting bits, because that is what the actual game is. But even not, digging around in it is really, really fun.
I don't know why you're so bad at the shooting bits.
I don't know either. Except then, like, I think it's
maybe you just gotta find a weapon that suits you.
I do good with the LMG. Like, the LMG or the sniper. And it's really good when I mix it up, because you plop down that resupply kit, and it's like, well, they know I'm gonna charge in, so now I'm gonna snipe. Mm-hmm. And then usually I get one or two more kills, and then I start dying again.
Yeah.
It's also good if you have at least two players, because then I look one way and kill everything there, and somebody else looks the other way. Like, I was playing with Will the other night, and we were doing really well together.
Will plays?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I know, like, three or four people up at school who play.
Well, you should, like, invite them to the clan.
Yeah, I should do something. I don't know what their names are. They never told me.
Then how would you... Okay.
Because they would come to class and talk about it because they were in the closed beta.
All right.
Whatever.
Well, fucking hit them up. You have their information.
Yeah, that's true. All right, anyway. So, if your computer can support it, which... If you have a computer from the last year and a half or so... Maybe.
I mean, it does, it throttles the game a bit, like, if you have a 32-bit system, so, like, it limits it for the hardware. I did have to do some shit to, like, activate this RAM switch thing to make my computer want to use more than 2 gigs of RAM for a single task, which it needed, or 2,000 megapixels, I don't know. I don't actually know anything about computers, I'm sorry.
But then, like, also Caitlin's computer... When she did the install, it was all green check marks.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it started to play, it said your video card is not good enough.
Yeah,
which I think is because it was using the, you know, it's a computer for writing letters and shit.
Yeah,
which means it has onboard graphics, and I'm sure that's the problem. But then why did it say that an onboard graphics was good enough?
And like Jesse's laptop, you know, it's running 64-bit Win Vista or not Win Vista 7, and like has
evidently like a 2 gig graphics card.
Yeah. Yeah, but it still runs it at like 15, 20 frames per second for some reason.
20 was high. I was down to like 8.
Wow.
So I don't know.
I don't know what the deal is with that.
Hopefully they're working on that too.
Yeah, but I think that falls under like optimization, which they won't do until after they figure out like matchmaking.
Yeah. And
also, it would not let me dumb down my graphics.
Yeah,
it's got like, a lot of.
I unchecked the boxes for like dynamic lighting and shadows, and it would just, I hit apply, and it was like, no, you want dynamic lighting and shadows? Fuck you!
Like,
I was like, listen, I don't.
Like, one of the glaring flaws is just technical shit, which we don't know enough about to really go into it, but that is in there.
Yeah.
But if you have what you would consider a gaming computer,
it'll probably be all right.
Yeah. And then it's worth going into, because it's really fun despite its glaring flaws, and they're working on it.
Yeah, and those flaws will hopefully be corrected largely before the full release, because, you know, it is still in beta.
If you like to play dress-up and then drive around and watch people shoot at each other, it's a pretty awesome game.
I love that.
We will put a link to the game's website in the show notes. Show notes can be found at leekustudios.net/podcast.
You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook and in the iTunes store.
You can send us an email, podcast@elitecrewstudios.net.
We should tell them our names so they can play with us.
I'm Elcom.
I'm RP.
No, like your character name so they can find you.
Yes.
Play. Yeah.
Those are our character names.
Just checking. I thought you said yours was different.
No.
Oh. Well, mine's Alias the J. No spaces.
Okay. No X's?
No.
No XXX alias to XJX?
You can stick my microphone in your eye.
You can join the official Eluku Studios clan.
Yeah.
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 And then we can convince you to come play Action Quake or something.
Yeah, then we can, like, you know, go play some UT, some MechWarrior 4.
But yeah, that's it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
Later days!
Nice button! Anyway,
Call of Booty 4, Anal Combat.
Yeah. No. Don't fight anuses. Don't fight with anuses. Don't battle anuses or use yours as a weapon. I think that
is a thing.
Listen, that's my official stance on the matter.
You've never played Dead Space then, obviously, because you fight a giant alien anus.
I've played...
From the inside.
Play Lost Planet. You fight a lot of alien buttholes in that game.
Yeah, you do in that one too.